Welcome to Living in Beauty. It's Friday, June 28th, 2024, day 2902 on the road, and we're in northern New Mexico. What's the most amazing place you've ever seen? We're asked this question so often we should print the answer on our t-shirts. Of course, we always respond with something impressive. The Canadian Rockies, Ottawa, Vermont, Yukon, Denali, the Outer Banks, the Upper Peninsula, or Canyonlands. And with all sincerity, any one or every single one of those responses is true. But in the course of a passing conversation, it's way too blunt to surrender the most complete and truthful answer. The most amazing place on earth is right here. Right now. Like the cantos of Dante's Paradiso, Earth reveals herself to us in portions that are part of a whole, everything exquisitely connected to a genius we may never fully grasp. Jim and I love that dreamy atmospheric space between water and sky, and kayaking on Cane Creek Lake was like being treated to first-class seats on spaceship Earth. Honestly, it's just a lake. It has no glacier views or cascading waterfalls. It isn't even mentioned on any of the 10 best lists, and it's not even big. Kayaking slowly around the circumference takes about 4 hours max. But something about this lake speaks and listens. If nature can explain the universe and our place in it, then Cane Creek Lake served us well for our 2-week maximum stay. While taking a break from our civil rights tour, shady Cane Creek Lake campground introduced us to this serene micro-paradise on the edge of North Carolina. Cane Creek Park and Campground is in the Piedmont region near Waxhaw, about an hour south of downtown Charlotte. The area is named for the Waxhaws, who lived here first. This is where the people of the Cane first experienced contact with Europeans in the mid-1500s AD. Cane Creek Park encompasses 1,050 acres of land surrounding a 350-acre freshwater lake. The campground entrance on Cane Creek Lake's south side is wide, and the check-in area is inviting. The rangers handle the reservation and check-in process. All of the campground roads are paved. Turns are wide enough for easy maneuvering. Speed bumps are stationed throughout and show signs of wear. Cane Creek Park has 4 different camping options. The family camping area contains 108 back-in campsites with easy access to Cane Creek Lake. All campsites in this area have a fireplace grill combo and picnic table. Every site has potable water and 30 and 50 amp electricity, but only a limited number of sites circling the lakefront have sewer hookups. Most sites are asphalt paved, and some are gravel. Some sites back up to a shady grove, while others back up onto a lawn with a full lake view or a partial lakeside view. Several campsites are too steep, in our opinion, to level a rig safely, and some sites are way too close together. The wilderness camping area, located near the boat ramp, has 9 sites restricted to tents, which can accommodate a maximum of 6 people with 2 tents. There is no potable water or electricity near the wilderness camping area. The group camping area has 7 small sites for 20 people, 4 tent maximum, and 4 large group sites, 30 people, 6 tent maximum, with no potable water or electricity on site. The rustic cabins can accommodate up to 6 people. They are equipped with electricity, two sets of bunk beds, one double bed, a dorm-size refrigerator, a heating and cooling unit, but they have no potable water. A bathhouse is located within walking distance. No smoking or cooking is allowed in the cabins. A fire pit, grill, and picnic table are provided for cookouts. You must provide your own linens, cooking utensils, and cookware. Amenities. The dump station near the entrance is positioned for use upon departure, not arrival, but we were able to make a sharp left turn and loop back to our campsite. The Lakeside Lodge is available for meetings and gatherings. This 99-person max facility is equipped with a full kitchen, bathrooms, an outdoor patio with designated parking for 25 vehicles. This child-friendly campground provides several play areas, including a miniature golf course, or putt-putt, as they call it in the South. A small camp store in the office building offers firewood, ice cream, and basic camping needs. The Cane Creek Campground is quiet and open year-round for fishing, boating, hiking, picnic areas, ball fields, playgrounds, putt-putt golf, disc golf, and multi-use mountain bike and horse trails. On-site canoe, kayak, and john boat rentals for fishing are offered. Fishing licenses can be purchased at the ranger station. A boat launch with a small parking lot and ramp with portable pier is a short walk from the camp. Cane Creek is no longer a wilderness, but nature seems to hold this little Eden close. A well-maintained hiking trail follows the entire shoreline, even though no one else seemed to be using it. We had this enchanting summer forest all to ourselves. There is no dedicated area for dogs, but they're allowed on the trails. And there is no additional fee for pets. This campground primarily serves locals, so there's no laundry. Bathrooms and showers, though dated, are tidy. Take note of the twice-per-day cleaning hours to avoid disappointment. This countryside campground is about a 15-minute drive from Waxaw, population 20,000. Historically identified with Andrew Jackson Park, Waxaw is a bustling tourist destination on the state line, with every service you need, and a variety of restaurants and well-stocked supermarkets. The Dream Chasers Brewery dominates the town square, offering an excellent hazy IPA and fun beer flights. Also, Binford Brewing, a friendly and popular Harvest Host brewery in Lancaster, South Carolina, offers excellent taps. Lore Brewing Company in Indian Land, South Carolina, lined up a delightful selection of fine beers. Water and electric sites are $30 a night, while full hookups are $35. You can make advanced reservations with a 14-day maximum stay limit. As always, note the park rules. There is no sponsored Wi-Fi, but our Verizon signal served well enough to live stream. Check-in is counterintuitive. You arrive and set up your reserved campsite before checking in. Check-in and check-out time is 3 p.m. The campground does not accept packages on behalf of campers. Again, Cane Creek Lake Campground is just a simple, small lake. A lake that vibrates with the language of frogs and insects. A lake that still occupies our thoughts like a memory retreat. A place where we can go to quiet our minds and soothe our souls. Thank you for joining us at Living in Beauty. If you like this post and want to be notified when a new one is released, please enter your email address and click the follow button at the bottom of this page. For more info, check out our travel maps and facts. Okay, That's it for now. Safe and happy travels. Until next time.